This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Mark.
All right. So lots in the news to discuss. The big news, of course, over the summer, besides the insane coronavirus crackdowns that were going on, were, of course, the protests that kicked off in Minneapolis after police appeared to murder an individual there, George Floyd, on the streets. People took to the streets, and some of it was peaceful.
That was the protest after the protests, right? Like, the protests were against the lockdown, and then the protests happened.
I didn't hear about any protests that were against the lockdown. In Minneapolis.
Not in Minneapolis, no.
Well, I mean, there were some here in New Hampshire. I'm sure there's some elsewhere in the U.S. But no, I'm talking about the ones where people got buildings set ablaze. That was certainly the stuff.
That's not a protest. That's a riot.
Well, they started as peaceful protests, and some rioters showed up, and some alleged undercover cops showed up as well and set some things ablaze. There's good evidence that it was an undercover police officer who set the AutoZone on fire, which was one of the first buildings to go up in Minneapolis.
Well, we certainly know the buildings got set on fire. We don't know anything else.
Well, there was actually a lot of research done into that particular case. They got the guy on video, and his girlfriend spoke up and said, yeah, that's definitely him, or his ex-girlfriend. So, you know, you can tell by the way somebody walks, right? Like, you can, if there's certain gait, somebody has a gait, right?
Sure.
Like, that helps identify that person.
It's an identifying factor, yeah.
Yeah, so it was pretty certain. Obviously, the police denied it. Oh, yeah, that's not our guy. There's no way that's our guy. But people who knew this guy said, yeah, it's that guy. So anyway, that's what resulted in some serious newsmaking, and for good reason, because it was pretty crazy. And people were rightfully upset by the most recent episode in that particular case of police violence. Of course, there have been multiple incidents in various cities since then that have also erupted in protests and riots and such. But Minneapolis was the kind of focus for quite a while. Whether it is now or not is another question, but it was definitely what everyone was talking about. And the politicians did something unusual because probably they were afraid that the protesters would come to their house next. But the politicians in Minneapolis actually made some promises, which, of course, people that know politicians should know that when they're telling you things, they're probably lying. But some folks took them seriously. They sounded serious. They said they were going to defund the police, these city councilors. I mean, that's a pretty serious thing to say.
Was it Minneapolis where the mayor goes out and speaks to the protest and says that they're that he's not willing to entirely get rid of the police department, and then they like booed him and he had to like slink away?
I don't know. I imagine that could happen just about anywhere. But in this case, the story is from the Chicago Tribune. Over 3 months ago, a majority of the Minneapolis City Council pledged to defund the city's police department. So a majority of them, making a powerful statement that reverberated across the country. It shook up Capitol Hill, and the presidential race shocked residents, delighted activists, and changed the trajectory of efforts to overhaul the police during a crucial window of tumult and political opportunity. And I got to say, you know, I was skeptical here. Here on Free Talk Live, when the government goons promised that they're going to change their system, they're not going to change anything. They're going to replace the deck chairs. They're going to, you know, take the head bureaucrat out, and they're going to put a new head bureaucrat in. But all the other bureaucrats are going to stay the same.
And you know, I would say this regarding police departments. It's kind of silly to have the same people handing out tickets who investigate murders, mm-hmm. who negotiate hostage situations, who handle domestic disputes between husbands and wives and girlfriends and whatever, who are sent on site to deal with mental health issues,
yep.
and you know, a whole variety of things that police officers are tasked with doing that they really don't receive very
much
good
training.
Yeah, much training for, and are just basically unqualified to do.
Yeah, it takes 3 years to become a hairdresser and 6 months to become a cop.
Right, they're not getting a whole lot of training on how to handle mentally ill people or whatever. And so there were some proposals. I'm sure some of them were from Minneapolis, but from other cities where they were talking about, oh, we're not going to get rid of the police. We're just going to augment them with these other bureaucrats who will be mental health professionals. They'll call when somebody's being crazy or whatever. And
it sounds like a better idea than what we've got, honestly.
And it did. But in Minneapolis, they were making more like significant statements about actually defunding the police,
sure.
or completely getting rid of them.
They had people setting their government. They had the people setting their police stations on fire. They had to say something.
Yeah, and now that things have settled down maybe a bit, they're changing their tune. According to the Chicago Tribune.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Yeah. Now some council members would like a do-over. Councilor Andrew Johnson, one of the 9 members who supported the pledge to defund the police that they made in June, said in an interview that he meant the words, quote, in spirit. Unquote.
What the hell does a defund mean in spirit?
It means don't burn my house down. I'm with you guys. I'm with you, really. Just leave me alone for now, and then we'll do something later.
Yeah. Well, okay. The other thing is then they redefined defund.
Defund, yeah.
Later, they redefined it to be like spend that money on welfare.
Which, or spend it on these other bureaucrats for
right.
the, you know,
well,
to
I think that would be,
the department.
To me, I would find that to be an acceptable form of, you know, wordplay.
Well, let's see if they did anything acceptable.
Yeah.
So, again, one of the 9 members said he meant the words in spirit, not by the letter. Another counselor, Philippe Cunningham, said the language in the pledge was, quote, up for interpretation, unquote. So, he signed the pledge, but you know what? Your interpretation of the language is different than my interpretation.
Oh, I didn't understand what you guys meant. Crime and politics, the situation is always fluid.
When I was watching those dancing flames of the police department at Precinct 27, Precinct 3, I was just mesmerized. I didn't understand the words, defund the police.
But this is a pretty political answer, and this is what you should expect from a politician. This is the way the whole system works.
Right.
The politicians pass a thing. So even if they had passed the thing, then it's up for the bureaucrats to interpret it.
Right.
And the bureaucrats inevitably interpret it more in their favor than the politicians might have intended for them to interpret. So this is where you have the police just
but
going
the politician
ahead.
In this case, isn't even acting like he was acting in good faith to begin with. I mean, this mm-hmm. isn't. This doesn't sound like somebody who wanted to actually defund the police.
He definitely wanted his house not to get burned, though.
He definitely wanted that.
And
it's
even,
generally a good bet your local politician is not acting in good faith.
Yep, and that even among council members, soon after the promise was made, Cunningham said, quote, it was very clear that most of us had interpreted that language differently, unquote.
Different from each other or different from the truth?
Not clear, but differently at the very least from what people thought that it meant. Lisa Bender, the council president, paused for 16 seconds when asked if the council statement had led to uncertainty at a pivotal moment for the city. After a 16-second long pause, which I will not duplicate for you here because silent sensors all across the United States will go off on radio stations and engineers and program directors
it's considered
will start
an
getting,
emergency if a radio station has a pause for 10 seconds.
They're going to start getting phone calls by automated systems. They're going to wonder what happened to Free Talk Live. But then after a 16-second long pause, let me give you 4 seconds, just one-fourth of how long this would be. Now multiply that times 4, and here's her answer. I think our pledge created confusion in the community and in our wards, she said, after 16 seconds. The regrets formalize a retreat.
I mean, that, like you would expect after waiting 16 seconds while looking a person in the eye, holding a microphone in their face, that you would expect something of more substance than that bull
The regrets formalize a retreat that has quietly played out in Minneapolis since the months since George Floyd was killed by the police and the ensuing national uproar of the treatment of black Americans by law enforcement in the country at large. After a summer that challenged society's commitment to racial equality and raised the prospect of sweeping political change, a cool autumn reality is setting in. We'll tell you more about how little they've done in the city of Minneapolis. On the way here, their pledge to so-called defund the police. 855 450 free. Yeah, politicians are not going to make this happen. It's Free Talk Live.
Maxwell, he was a runaway to rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet said, it's the grain. Third vet, she says, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to these Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loves it. Now he's close to 10, and the Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Despite years of warnings about cryptocurrency, criminals prefer U.S. dollars for money laundering, study shows. Jim Rogers predicts end of U.S. dollar dominance. Macro strategist Raul Paul says Bitcoin beats gold in every way. New crypto, sushi, plummets around rumors of exit scam. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want, especially if you want to weigh in on these promises by politicians. You know how that usually works out. Turns out it didn't work out in Minneapolis, the big city, the center of all the various different protests that were happening throughout the last few months, several months.
I'm shocked.
Right. Ian, Nobody and Mark here in the studio tonight. Of course, we'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want as well. The number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, tell me about Divi.
Yeah, Divi is the new easy-to-use cryptocurrency that we've been talking about here on Free Talk Live for quite some time. And, well, from mid-March to mid-July, Divi saw an increase of over 10 times. And, you know, that's just in conjunction. I don't know exactly what the reason was, but I can tell you that it was in conjunction with the release of their wallet into closed beta. Well, that wallet's supposed to be out here in the relatively near future, and we've seen a little bit of a rise in the price of Divi in the relatively recent past. Maybe this is what the market's reacting to. I couldn't tell you. It's very difficult to tell you exactly why a market is going up and going down. However, I can tell you we're pretty happy to have gotten on board with Divi. You can get on board with Divi, too. You don't have to buy it through an exchange or anything like that. You can just go to their website and get a hold of them. There's multiple ways to contact them. The website is diviproject.org. That's D-I-V-I, diviproject.org. And best I can tell, it's a great project. How was that interview with Bitcoin Ben, Ian?
He's awesome. Yeah. Bitcoin Ben came on here. He's kicking off his tour. We had him on for 2 segments, and he's very libertarian, former professional driver, and he was really great on the air. So I enjoyed having him on, and hopefully he'll be checking in with us on tour as long as California doesn't throw him in jail.
And he loves Divi.
Yeah, and he's also doing a mask-free tour, so he's going to pretty serious hotspots, like right outside of Los Angeles in Orange, California is his first stop, and he will not be wearing a mask in California. So, I mean, it's basically a civil disobedience Bitcoin tour, so I'm even more interested in that because of that. So, yeah, check out diviproject.org as we go to your phone calls and thoughts. We'll talk more about what the politicians, how they're trying to backtrack, do a little backpedaling, a lot of backpedaling on their promise to so-called defund the police in Minneapolis. But first, James in New Jersey watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, James.
Hello, people. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
So, I was watching YouTube recently, and I saw an article on the news category, and it said that the coronavirus was airborne. And I thought to myself, how is that even possible? Because first it was human-to-human contact, and now it's airborne. Like, how does that even make sense? Like, I know this is a government thing now, because that's not possible.
Well, I don't know if it's not possible. It's a virus, right? So, like, somebody spewing it out of their mouths could very well be a possibility. I've heard different things this whole time. I've heard that it stays on a surface for 3 weeks, and then I heard that, no, it doesn't live on surfaces. And I've heard that it's airborne, and then I've heard that, well, the people that are not showing symptoms are contagious, and then I've heard that the people that are not showing symptoms are not contagious. So I don't know what to believe about it. All I know is if it's coming out of a politician's mouth, I'm probably not going to believe it.
Yeah, I know I don't know anybody who's sick.
Yep. Well, I did know somebody who got sick recently. Our co-host, actually, our Friday night co-host, Chris Wade. He got sick, and he did take a test, and I have not heard from him as to what the results were.
We just saw him 2 days ago.
Well, he got better really fast, so he wasn't sick for long.
He wasn't quite dead.
Yeah. So
he's not dead yet.
What else, James? Go ahead.
First of all, I hope he feels better. I've been a huge fan of the show for many years now, so I really hope he feels better.
Thank you, James.
And you're welcome. And yeah, a politician. I'm not a politician myself. Like, I don't know in politics. But now at this point, it's like, which is it, guys? Like, this side. Come on. Seriously, you guys are a joke. Politicians are jokes, dude.
It's hard ridiculous to believe why people still take them seriously after all this time, after so many of them being corrupt and obviously liars and just terrible human beings. Why do people keep falling for it? I don't understand.
This go-around has to be the most obvious of it. I mean, we literally have two demented, crooked old perverts yelling at each other on national television.
Yep.
And the idea that people are like, come on, can't we get another option? Yes, there are other options.
Yep.
Joe Jorgensen is on in all 50 states.
Is it all 50?
That's what I heard. Yeah, I saw wow. I heard that announced on Facebook.
That's great news.
So everybody in America does have the option to vote for a doctor, a PhD,
right.
That, you know, actually could probably solve some problems rather than these two old, demented, touchy, feely guys.
Hey, James.
Who need a doctor.
Thanks for your call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You know, I haven't been following closely along with Joe Jorgensen's campaign. Has she gotten any kind of media hits, any kind of big,
not
you know,
much that I've
splash?
Seen.
No, they're not gonna pay any attention. I mean, The media is a wholly owned subsidiary of the military-industrial complex. Mm-hmm. Let's put it this way. Nobody who's anti-war is going to get any airtime.
Yeah, I am. But she has reiterated her anti-war stance recently.
Oh, good.
So, you know, if I needed any kind of convincing to not vote for one of those crooked old perverts, I got it on, was it Tuesday night? I can't remember. Earlier this week.
The debate.
It was so awful. I mean, it's so frustrating.
I've actually never watched a debate in full before, but I actually managed to watch this one.
I really expected, for the train wreck I expected it to be, more entertaining, and it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
It was the worst train wreck I could imagine. It was just so awful.
I
expected to be amused.
I was amused by a few points.
I was amused at a few points, yeah. But mostly I'm just like, well, that's wrong, and you're stupid.
Yeah, I mean, they're awful. So back to more awful from lower-level politicians. This story again from the Chicago Tribune about the various different Minneapolis city councilors, nine of which signed a pledge in June saying they were going to defund the police.
So this wasn't a vote. This was a pledge.
Correct.
I see.
This
is one of these things about these pledges is that the only thing you can do with a pledge is hold them accountable come voting time.
Mm-hmm.
Likely, the people, you know, just my guess here, the people that
How
are...
How do you do that with the rigged elections?
Well, I don't know if it's rigged or not. I mean, I think to some extent Trump is proof that the election wasn't rigged the first go around. But it...
Oh, come on.
I see. I don't necessarily see that. I mean, I really do think that the elections are rigged, mostly at the primary level, and maybe Trump slipped by, or maybe Trump's a Judas goat.
This is the whole theory.
We don't know.
This is the theory, the sort of right wing conspiracy theory that Trump is an outsider and he's different from all these other politicians. And certainly there are some things that make him appear different. Like, he seems to be more willing to speak his mind, or, you know, kind of doesn't seem to care as much about what people think about what he says. But all that said, he's always been schmoozing with politicians. Trump has always been.
Sure. I wouldn't disagree with that statement. However, Trump wasn't expected to win. Wouldn't you agree with that statement?
I don't know who expects what. I mean, I don't make any predictions.
Well, it's either rigged or it's not rigged.
It's rigged in that who gets in is rigged.
Certainly the debates are rigged. Joe wasn't there.
Yeah, that's true. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need, a WordPress using WooCommerce, and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin, start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach 3 surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Vice President Mike Pence hitting the campaign trail in Carter Lake, Iowa. The vice president advocating for the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court.
President Donald Trump did his duty under the Constitution of the United States. And last Saturday, he nominated a principled conservative woman of extraordinary character and extraordinary intellect.
President Trump signed a bill extending current levels of government funding into the new fiscal year late Wednesday night, averting a partial government shutdown after allowing government funding to lapse briefly. The continuing resolution allows the government to keep functioning in the new fiscal year and keep the funds flowing until December 11th. Democrats and Republicans still working on a new coronavirus bill. So far, no deal has been reached. You're listening to USA Radio News. Thursday is being recognized as Vegas Strong Day in Nevada. With more on why, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
A solemn remembrance ceremony held today on the third anniversary of the mass shooting that took place at a country music festival across the Mandalay Bay Resort in Las Vegas. 58 people died and more than 800 were injured when a gunman opened fire from an upper floor hotel room. At that solemn ceremony, Governor Steve Sisolak said he remembered seeing everyone from professionals to ordinary folks helping others even while the shots were still being fired.
To the families, you suffered a loss I cannot begin to imagine. Know that you are not alone. Our hearts and our prayers are with you every single day for the losses that you suffered.
The Washington Monument is back open after being closed for 6 months because of the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, you can dial in toll free if you want to join us here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. We're talking about lying politicians. No, not Biden and Trump. We know they're liars. But the other ones, the smaller ones, the ones in Minneapolis, and this
we know they're liars too.
Yes, we absolutely do. But sometimes you got to point it out for people because they hear.
I think that's the default. I think that most Americans do believe that liar and thief is synonymous with the term politician. It's just that they don't feel any access to. You know, any kind of solution. So on one hand, you'll hear them say, well, there's nobody to vote for. Then you point out that they could vote for Joe Jorgensen for president, right? Or any other libertarian. There's plenty of libertarians and frankly, there's probably a couple of good Democrats and Republicans that are running out there. And, you know, probably some decent Green Party people, too. There's decent people that are running.
I don't think so. Not very many of them. There may be a few of them here in New Hampshire who are running as
I don't want to make it. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and say that if you pick the top 5%, you would have a better form of government is what I'm trying to say.
Top 5% what?
Politicians that are running. If we could
5%
elect,
of what? Like, what are they? What's the score of the 5%? What are they being scored on? Honesty? Because they're all liars.
Honesty is a really great place to start.
Ron Paul's not running, so who else you got?
I don't know who they are, Ian.
They don't exist.
Okay, look, the top 5% absolutely does exist. Okay?
You're telling me there's honest politicians out there?
I'm telling you that
there's the top 5 percentile in any set.
The ones that tell the least lies? Is that what you're saying?
Buddy, that's what the human race does. Mm-hmm. And Ron Paul's told lies, too.
Has he?
Okay. I don't know what they are.
I never caught him.
No. Well, I'm not claiming to have caught him. I'm claiming that he is a human being. He's not Jesus effing Christ.
I'm not saying he is.
Are you sure?
Well, I know that Jesus wasn't Jesus Christ, so I'm willing to bet that Ron Paul wasn't either.
I don't think it's going to help you.
Jesus' name was Yeheshua ben Yosef.
You can't know which are the top 5% of the politicians because they're constantly lying to you.
Okay, so what?
So how will you know which ones are lying the least?
Well, what I would say is if you don't know anything about the candidates, don't vote.
That's good advice.
If you do know something about the candidates, use as your criteria honesty. We just distinguished honesty as a good.
Throw that one out because they're all going to fail that test.
Well,
I mean, with the exception of some principled libertarians who might, you know, be honest, most of these people just want to tell you how to live your life.
I don't know. I mean, I think actually AOC is honest.
Is she?
I think she's an idiot. I think, but an honest idiot. I think she really believes her own nonsense.
Yeah, it could be.
If you picked politicians based solely on their willingness to tell the truth, you would have a much better set of politicians.
So you'd vote for AOC?
Nobody tells the truth.
Nobody does indeed. I'm not going to explain the joke.
So you'd vote for AOC then?
I wouldn't.
If you thought she was truthful?
I probably wouldn't, but I would be grateful that she was.
So anyway, back to the story here from Chicago Tribune about the politicians in Minneapolis and how they are backing down from their promise, their pledge that they signed, saying that they were going to defund the police. One politician said that it was your interpretation. His interpretation was different from what he signed. And another politician said he meant the words in spirit.
I do love that.
Wow.
Another politician said, I think our pledge created confusion in the community and in our wards. The regrets formalize a retreat.
Lies create confusion, yes.
National polls show decreasing support for Black Lives Matter since a sea change of goodwill in June. Now, it's important to point out, Black Lives Matter can mean an organization full of Marxists, or it can mean just simply a group of people who think that Black Lives Matter.
Sure.
There are two very different groups of people there.
But there's been a serious problem there in that the people on the ground, if you're on the ground and you're serious about your protest and people are coming in and setting fires at your protest, I mean, if people had been doing that at the 420 rally, I would have considered it my mission to personally make them stop.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And that was what BLM had to do to save its reputation.
They didn't.
Well, the thing is, nobody's contesting the leadership of it with the Marxists. So basically, the Marxists are calling the shot because, you know, nobody sensible will go down there because they say, oh, no, they're all Marxists.
Right.
Well, they were getting action, right? Like, so there's a phenomenon amongst activists that they, at the very least, even if we don't get something good to happen, let's get something to happen. And
yeah, I mean, changing something is
and
nice.
So they were getting people to show up, even if some of those people would light fires or whatever the situation might be. They were getting things to happen, and that's an intoxicating experience as the person who's sort of putting together a protest or whatever, trying to get people to come out. At least people are coming out, and at the very least, their voices are being heard, in the sense I'm using air quotes here. And what I think resulted was that Democrats had a moment when they had to when they came to the realization, look, most Democrats care about law and order than they do whatever else BLM was concerned with, and so it just sort of lost the momentum of that particular movement. But this is what happens when the politicians get involved every single time. I would like to point out Exhibit A, the Tea Party. Exhibit B, Occupy. Mm-hmm. Exhibit C, the BLM protests.
Yeah, and it's not just politicians, I think. I mean, deep state is there. People are setting those fires for a reason. You know, that's not something that's happening accidentally, and I don't think it's something that's happening at the grassroots. I don't think it's something that's originating at the grassroots. The problem is if you have a bunch of grassroots, you know.
A mob's a mob, and it doesn't matter who starts it. Right?
Well, didn't we play a video on your show, Nobody Tells the Truth, on one of our Friday night shows? Wasn't there a video by G. Edward Griffin from, like, 1969 where he talked about the communist plot is to long-term set cities ablaze?
Yeah, and I think that basically what's changed is, you know, Antifa is clearly a Marxist organization. The leadership of what I call the Black Lives Matter website is clearly Marxist.
Right.
And they do have some support on the ground. I'm sure they have lieutenants on the ground because, you know, they've taken in a lot of money from corporate America, and that has gone to the guys who run the website, not to the people out in the street.
Yeah.
And so, personally, what I think is going on is they're trying, basically, they want the protesters to go out there, provide cover for people to set things on fire, and then they want the militia to show up to prevent property damage and end up fighting with BLM, and that's very realistic. Imagine what would have happened to America if Kyle Rittenhouse had shot three black kids instead of three white kids that night in Kenosha. The city or the nation could well have burned. Every major city in America could have burned because people were pretty upset about this. And it's kind of funny because it kind of debunks some of the narrative that people use against Black Lives Matter, which is they don't care, you know, if the person hurt isn't black, they don't care. Well, they certainly cared about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had many ears full of that.
In interviews this month, about two dozen elected officials, protesters, and community leaders described how the city council members pledged to, quote, end policing as we know it, unquote, a mantra to meet the city's pain, became a case study in how quickly political winds can shift and what happens when idealistic efforts at structural change meet the legislative process and public opposition. And, mind you, also the police unions, I'm sure they have a thing or two to say. The pledge
people who appreciate law and sausage should never watch either being made.
If you are, you know, calmed down by platitudes like ending policing as we know it. Come on. I mean policing
nothing.
As we know it will end today, and it will start a new form of policing tomorrow morning. Just like every form of policing. I mean, it's never the same.
The pledge is now no closer to becoming policy, with fewer vocal champions than ever. We'll tell you more about the backpedaling. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And how will this actually change? Because change will happen eventually.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up anything you want to hear. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We also have our Matrix chat server where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. You can also use it to call into the show, and you will sound way better than if you call on our phone lines. You can get the instructions on how to get connected to that server over on our website, chat.lrn.fm. That'll walk you through step by step. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Mark.
Today, large corporations act as middlemen for our everyday online communications and transactions. Often they work hand in hand with governments. In the last few years, these centralized social networks have all launched payment networks. Bitcoin and Ethereum have not been scalable enough to compete, and the team behind Intercoin spent the last decade creating an open, web-based, decentralized social platform to rival Facebook and Google. Well, now they can use it to roll out a revolutionary payment platform on top. If decentralized crypto doesn't soon gain mainstream adoption to power everyday payments, it'll be Facebook and WeChat's world. And we'll just live in it. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. And we think that's important here on Free Talk Live. So important that we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. We're looking at a story here. It's kind of an interesting dissection of how ugly and dishonest purposely misleading politicians and politics can be. Chicago Tribune reporting on the Minneapolis City Council, which pledged they were going to defund the police.
Right. I can't imagine that anybody would have, very many people would have been so callous there in Minneapolis to say that the politician, the city council members, who's the nine city council members that signed this pledge to defund the police, were simply doing so in order to save their hides, their careers,
their homes
from being set ablaze. But it would appear today as though, well, they've changed their minds for whatever reason. At this point, the pledge appears to be of no value at all. And
that's right.
It's, I mean, you know, there are pledges out there that they're able to make politicians stick to. The Grover Norquist's tax pledge has been pretty successful. New Hampshire has one about no income tax. There's a few, and this is simple, too. This is a, I mean, it's a simple statement, defund the police. It simply means, I mean, apparently these politicians don't have the guts to give the police $1 less than they got last year.
Yeah, that's right.
And, I mean, of course, they get a brand new police station to replace Precinct 3, which
burned. The pledge is now no closer to becoming policy, with fewer vocal champions than ever. It's been rejected by the city's mayor, a plurality of residents in recent public opinion polls, and an increasing number of community groups. Taking its place have been the types of incremental reforms that the city's progressive politicians had denounced. In the meantime, quote, defunding the police, unquote, has become a talking point for state and national Republicans looking to paint liberals as anti-law enforcement. And, by the way, that happened during the debate that Trump... cornered Joe Biden and said, name one police agency or organization
right.
that supports your campaign.
And that had to be,
do it.
Right. And, I mean, the news media loved the idea that, you know, Trump didn't say, didn't denounce white supremacy, even though he denounced, he said he was willing to denounce white supremacy by saying, sure, whatever.
And he has in the past.
But he
and
got,
the other thing is that question was awful because
yes,
it's like, why won't you denounce white supremacy, the Proud Boys, and the militia. And it's like, well, for one thing, the militia is everybody
things.
From 17 to 45, according to federal
it was
law.
17 to 70.
I thought it was too, but I looked up the Section 10. It's actually 45.
So
I'm still in. They can't kick me out.
But I mean, Trump pwned Biden on that particular. I mean, if you were caring about sound bites here, I thought the whole debate was really pretty awful. But Biden, you know, said, oh yeah, lots of police support me. Name one police organization. That does then.
Go ahead, we've got time. He said,
you know, like there's no.
It doesn't impress me if you got cops behind you. That's a negative in my book. But it was hilarious the way Trump.
It was hilarious, right? Like
one.
A Democrat can't get a union behind him.
So back to the story here. It's been a thorn in the side of Joe Biden, the Democratic presidential nominee, even though he rejects the idea. Because remember, Biden has said publicly he wants to increase funding to police. So he tries to play it as though he's this reformer, but the
right.
reality is he just wants more of the same.
Right. It's the Green New Deal, except it's Joe Biden's Green New Deal.
Right.
It's kind of a muck Green New Deal.
Mm.
Yeah, I thought
this is the architect of mass incarceration.
Biden?
He's certainly an architect. He wasn't as early as, say, Nixon, but he ramped it up.
Yeah, he was right there calling, well, I don't know who was super predators, but somebody certainly was.
It has ignited a power struggle in Minneapolis that has, in some cases, pitted moderates against progressives, young against old, and white against black. Linnea Palmisano, a relatively moderate city council member who was one of three councilors who did not take the pledge, castigated her colleagues, saying, quote, they've gotten used to these kinds of progressive purity tests. Unquote, she said, in a sign of intensity.
Yeah, that's exactly right. These purity tests are getting more frequent and more annoying. You know, and that's basically what happened to Trump on the stage there with the white supremacy thing. It was yet another purity test. And essentially what it is there are those out there, and I'm going to say many on the left, that want you to jump when they say jump. And they want you to jump as high as they say to jump when they say to jump there. So, you know, do Black Lives Matter? Do Black Lives Matter? Do Black Lives Matter? You're like, you know, well, of course they do. But, you know, if you don't say it the way they want you to mm-hmm. say it, in the manner they, oh, why aren't you on one knee? Get on one knee for Breonna Taylor. Where's Breonna Taylor? She's dead. Get on your knee. I'm not getting on my knee for somebody who's not here. It sounds like you want me to get on my knee to you.
Well,
I'm not getting on my knee to anybody. The Constitution mm-hmm. says that I don't have to.
I don't need the Constitution to tell me that.
No,
but you know, I will say that now there have been a couple of incidents. There was one with Rand Paul,
yep.
ironically enough, where they're yes. yelling, say her name.
The and architect of the Breonna Taylor Act.
Statement about, yeah, he wrote the act Justice that would have, and possibly will, I don't know where it's at, end the no-knock raid,
really?
And also a bunch of white kids who are, interestingly enough, most of the time when you see these people out screaming at people in restaurants,
mm-hmm.
it's all like privileged little white kids.
Not all of them, but yeah.
Or there'll be like one black person yeah. there, maybe. But the thing is, I think that's something that's intentionally done to alienate, and I don't think it's something that's being done by the bulk of the Black Lives Matter people.
Well, I did read a headline this morning that said that there's a university out there that's putting together a safe space and counseling for students that watched the debate and couldn't handle it.
Well, I mean, when you think about it, this is the first time that they're realizing that lunatics like this control both the Democratic and the Republican Party.
I don't know how many of the people that are searching for a safe space would have that realization.
I think the realization that they likely came to, nobody, is that, in fact, their candidate sucks.
Mm.
And, you know, well, it's got to hit you
pretty hard.
It was
funny when Trump made fun of him for not being able to gather a crowd, and that's why he's always inside, like, in a basement doing some sort of online forum, because he can't gather a crowd together.
Yeah.
And then at one point, Trump actually just called him stupid. He said that you haven't done anything.
Class.
Yeah, last in your class, and you haven't accomplished anything in 47 years.
Mm-hmm.
In a sign of the intensity of the debate, multiple people on both sides who spoke to the New York Times described their opponents. Remember, both sides were talking about Minneapolis,
right.
So both sides of the whole defund the police thing. Described their opponents as having, quote, blood on their hands. So, you know, the right-wingers or whoever it is that, you know, wants to keep the police in place and all that, they think that getting rid of the police will result in blood on their hands. And the people that want to get, you know, see the police as crazily violent and dangerous and killing innocent people, saying if you don't get rid of the police, blood on your hands. So everybody's got blood on their hands, according to the opposition.
Well, and at least people are telling the truth now, because they've all had blood on their hands for centuries.
What kind of violence are we going to experience next year, said Miski Noor, an organizer with Black Visions Collective, a leading activist group in the city seeking to defund and abolish the police department. Quote, when these decisions are made on a political level.
I like the defund and abolish. A lot of them are not meaning defund when they say defund, but yeah. Abolish.
I like the term collective because we know exactly where she's coming from.
When these decisions are made on a political level, they have human consequences, she said. Although some activists said the pledge was to be taken literally, a commitment toward working to complete police abolition.
What would be the point of taking a pledge if it wasn't literal?
Elected officials said there was
widespread. It's written down. It is literal.
Your house burned down.
Elected officials said there was widespread disagreement about its meaning. Some believe that defund the police meant to redirect some money in the police department to social programs. Others thought it was a vague endorsement of a police-free future. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Hour 2's coming up. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Extend your life with Extendovice. Gendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.